I'm now going to speak to Rob Beale from Morris Owen. Rob, it's good to take a little bit of time out, I always think, and think about personal finances. So we're well over halfway through the year. And in fact, you know, it won't be long before we're into autumn and things like personal budgets. When I think back, there's lots of money to spend on back to school and then you've got the heating changes. I mean, things are slightly different nowadays because of credit and because of the way that fuel companies particularly will have you on a direct debit or whatever across the year, so your payments are spread. So it's not the kind of monthly budgeting that used to be required, perhaps. What are your thoughts for if you were talking to someone about the best way to manage their personal finances, particularly with the backdrop of uncertainty a little bit around interest rates? Looks like inflation is under control now and you've got a bit of an idea. What hints and tips could you give someone?
I think the starting point is, and it's the boring old thing, is actually knowing where your costs are and actually writing down your list of actually, these are the various costs that I've got. This is when they go out of my bank. If you've got seasonal costs, you know, a lot of people pay by direct debit, as you say, but still a lot of people don't. Either that's because they pay their bills as they come along, or actually they're just on a pay as you go type basis. Is trying to make sure that you've got that budget to understand where your pinch points are going to be. And, you know, things like school uniforms, if you've got a number of children, that adds up to the cost of, you know, even the cost of summer holiday, looking after the children when they're not at school, certainly adds to the bills as well.
Indeed. You're absolutely right. You do need to treat your personal finances as a business plan, don't you? And be aware of these things because the one you've just said there about school holidays, you know, I know from many people that I've spoken to that have got children that they've got to do something with, for want of a better phrase, while they're still working. And if they can find a club that they can put someone into for £15 a day, they're delighted. Well, that's still £15 a day, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And it's money that you may not have thought of. And then you've got two or three children. It does certainly add up. Definitely. What about credit and credit cards? We are very much in a society now that wants things today, doesn't wait, doesn't save up. Very, very unusual in my experience now to hear people saying, I've saved up money for blah, blah, blah. It's normally I'll go and buy that today and I'll find a way of paying for it. Nothing wrong with that. You know, that's good in a way. What are the pitfalls around that, Rob?
I think there's two pitfalls around it. One is, if you're doing it in a controlled basis with sensible interest rates, then it's not a problem. You know, I'm going to buy this. They've given me the opportunity to pay it off over 3 months with no interest. And therefore that I'm going to take advantage of that. There's good logic to that.
Yeah.
I think where it becomes an issue is people constantly using those routes and they're actually just getting themselves deeper and deeper into debt. That at some point they can't make those payments and suddenly it's not interest free. It starts to rack up interest. I think the other danger of it is people using credit cards as a short term measure of finance where they can't pay it back on a monthly basis. And all of a sudden they're paying, you know, 30-35% interest rates. That adds up over a period of time. And therefore I think, you know, looking at what people want to spend money on and how they're going to finance it actually is almost as important a decision as do I want to buy something or not? Because all of a sudden, if you're adding 35% interest rate onto something, well, you know, that puts the price up significantly. And what we've seen is a number of credit card providers have also reduced the amount of the minimum payment that people need to make on their credit card, which for some people would be great. It means I don't have to pay so much back. But the answer is, yeah, it now means that it's going to take you so much longer to pay your debt back.
Yeah.
Your interest charge just goes up astronomically.
Yeah, absolutely. How often should you check your bank statements and bank balance, would you suggest?
Well, I'm an accountant, so I would say very often. I think the reality is most people should know where they are. And that really comes down to depend upon how financially astute you are and how you know what goes through your bank. The problem is when we moved from cash with COVID to debit cards, so many people now just stick everything on debit. They haven't got a clue anymore how much they spend. And I think that's where you need to keep a close eye on.
Very much so. Absolutely. And of course, you would probably look in your wallet or purse every day to see what money you had in your, you know, how much cash you had. And that's probably good practice to quickly look at your, I mean, most people have a banking app now, don't they? They've got a phone. If they haven't got that on their phone, it's slightly different, I guess, isn't it? And for those people that aren't particularly computer literate, then it's probably very difficult nowadays compared to how it was. But yeah, you've got to keep on top of that. Totally agree. If someone is worried about their finances, who's the best person, do you think, to speak to at the moment? It used to be the bank manager, didn't it? Is that still the case?
I think it depends what the concern is in order to work out what the right route to get some help if you need some help is. If for example, the concern is I'm having difficulties with my heating bills or I'm having difficulties with my mortgage, go and talk to the relevant provider. If it's a case of, actually, I'm in a position where I just don't understand where I am, it may be that you've got someone that you know who's financially astute that can just give you some pointers, or it may be that a citizen's advice might be there to provide some help, to give some support as to try and resolve what the issues are. Where I think you've got to be very careful is where people start to get into financial problems, there's almost ambulance chaser organisations out there that come to us and we can help you out, get an IVA or something like that. And actually what they're interested in is getting their fees as opposed to really trying to necessarily help the individual. So I think care's got to be taken of getting the right advice as opposed to someone offering you advice that's going to charge you a lot of money for it.
Yeah, absolutely. As ever, Rob Bill, thanks very much for your time and your thoughts.
Thanks.